within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word.
Here we are again with another of those marvelous stories from the Bible. I guess somehow snakes fascinate everybody. I call this story Paul and the Snake. If you want to read it for yourself in the Bible, and I hope you will, you can read it in the 20th chapter of the book we call the Acts of the Apostles. That means the things the apostles did. In this story, as Acts chapter 28 begins, Paul and his companions, 276 of them all together, have been shipwrecked. And they came ashore on the island in the Mediterranean Sea that we now call Malta. It's spelled a little bit differently in the Bible, but it's the same island. Well, the people there felt very sorry for all these 276 persons who had been washed ashore by that terrible storm that wrecked their vessel, so they built a fire. It was rainy and cold, and Paul himself was gathering some sticks, and when he laid them on the fire, a poisonous snake came out and bit him on the hand. In fact, it just hung on to his hand. Those fangs sunk right into the flesh, and of course you would think that when a man was bitten by a snake, that he would fall over dead or swell up. It's a very dangerous thing, you know. But there was something special about Paul. He was one of the Lord's apostles. And over the very last chapter of the Gospel of Mark, it tells us how Jesus told his men that when they went out, they could take up serpents. They would be able to heal sick people. They could speak in tongues, that is, in languages they never had studied. And so, here is one of those men in action, and let's see what happened. Paul simply shook off that creature into the fire, and the people who were watching said, "Oh, he must be a murderer," and justice has caught up with him. And they watched him a long time, expecting him to swell up or fall down dead, just fall over, you know. But nothing at all happened, and then they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Let's learn something from this story. It just isn't good to talk about other people. Now, when they said that Paul was a murderer, that was not true. Paul, instead of being a murderer, was a man whom the Lord Jesus had sent to go and tell everybody the good news that Jesus Christ is now our Lord and King, that He reigns at the right hand of God, and that He can save us from our sins. He was no murderer, but you know that's the way it very often is when people talk about others. Then later on, when they changed their minds and they said that he was a god, it was really the same problem. Paul was not any more a god than he was a murderer. So wouldn't it just be best not to talk about other people? I believe we'll live happier lives. I remember a little verse that goes, "There is so much bad in the best of us, and so much good in the worst of us, that it hardly behooves any of us to talk about the rest of us." Which means we're all human beings, and we shouldn't talk about other people. There's an even better saying. It goes, "You can talk about me as much as you please, but I'll talk about you when I'm on my knees." And the person who wrote that verse meant that he would pray for other people, that when he talked about them, he would be talking to God in prayer and not telling things that would be harmful to them. Well, the chief man of the island heard about all of this, of course, and he received Paul and his companions and entertained them, and his father was sick, a very sick man, feverish and ill. Now, Paul entered into the man's room and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Here we are reading about things that the Bible calls the signs of an apostle, 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 12. It is true that some of those Christians long ago were able to heal other people. It is true that some of them could speak in languages they never had studied. It is true that some of them had very special powers, but the apostles were unusually gifted men. The Bible calls that the signs of an apostle. I'll say again, that verse was 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Well, you know what happened when they heard about Paul's healing of that man? Everybody who had anything wrong came, and they were all cured. And then when they sailed away, they gave Paul and his companions everything that they needed for the rest of their journey. What can we learn from this lesson? Don't talk about other people. And although we do not have the powers that the apostles had, we can imitate their faith. We too can try to help other people, and so we can please the Lord. Thank you very much.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.